Well, praise God. And hello again to all whom I didn't speak to when I entered the house of the Lord tonight. Just again, I am Lee Harris, Minister Lee Harris. I currently attend County Line Church of God in Auburn. Amen. And I am excited. Amen. I'm excited to lift up the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise God. But before I get started, I do briefly want to share my testimony. But before I do that, let us pray. Holy Father, we come, O God, in the precious and mighty name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Father, I thank you, God, for blessing all of us to be here today and tonight. Thank you, God, for how you blessed us in the meal. Thank you, God, for how you blessed each and every one in their testimonials. In the name of Jesus, God, you see every heart, you see every circumstance, you see every strength, you see every weakness, you see every obstacle, every trial. In the mighty name of Jesus, you declared in Revelation that you know every man's work. Father, we pray, God, that we be strengthened tonight. Holy Spirit, whatever is done, you do it. For it is not by might, nor is it by power, but it's by your Spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen. Well, praise God again. My name is Lee Harrison. I was lost one day in a world of sin, you know, and I parted. I took on bad influences, you know, like a lot of young men did, you know. But I had family and siblings, amen. And as I'm sure you can tell by my accent, I'm originally from the South, amen. Praise God. And but we were a close knit family, and to some extent still is, although we're grown now, and everybody is in their different places as adults. But, you know, there was a commercial that used to come on television, and they would always quote a scripture, and it was called Seed for the Sower. And when we was young, me, myself, and my best friend in school, and we were young fellows, and we didn't go to church much, and and I was not one of those children that were reared in church like a lot of children are. And we'd have conversations, and you know, about, hey, if you're good, you're going to heaven. If you're bad, you're going to hell. And I used to talk to my friend, and I said, you know, I think it's so unfair of God that he would judge all men by the actions of two. Couldn't understand that. Didn't seem fair to me, you know. Praise God. So I grew up just thinking every time I hear a little bit, and I would say, God, it's just not fair. Amen, that you would judge the whole world on the actions of two. And so anyway, we growed up a little and got a little older, and my younger brother that was under me, he got in trouble. He, like myself, he liked to party, and he was with the wrong crowd, and they decided to break into some cars and steal some stereos. Amen. And my brother was supposed to be the lookout guy, And he fell asleep because he was wasted. And the police, when the police came, everybody else got away except him. So the police took him to jail. My dad got that phone call, and we went downtown, and I saw him. Never seen my brother in that situation before. All I know is my brother growing up, playing, and everything. And now all of a sudden, my brother's behind bars. And it had a real heart. It hit me real hard. And I came back home, and I got on my knees to the best I knew how. Never really knowed anything about praying. But I said, God, if you deliver my brother out of jail, I will serve you. That's what I told God in my heart. A young man that knowed nothing about God, nothing about church. The only time I went was when somebody was being funeralized. That was it. I knew nothing. Praise God. Well, about maybe 6 months to a year after telling God that, and after hearing those commercials continually say, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son." And every time I would hear that commercial and I would stop, it would get my attention and then it would go away. So I went to my older brother's house in a place called Durham, North Carolina. And I was at my lady friend's house at the time. And out, this van came up from Mount Zion Church. And a bunch of young folk got out of the van. I'm looking out the window. And they had bullhorns. And they quoted St. John 3:16. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." Because God didn't come to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. And all of those times that I heard that scripture and it got my attention, and they were going around and they were knocking on doors, praise God. And I looked at my lady friend and said, "You going to let them in here?" She said, "No, I'm not going to let them in." I said, "No, I'm not going to let them in either." See, the adversary was still trying to harden me. But it was really hitting me in my heart. So when they got to the door and knocked on her door, I never gave her a chance to say, "No, we're not interested." But I reached and I opened the door. And the people, young lady, young man, they came in, they sat down and said, "Hey, we would like to witness to you of the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ." So I sit down and I lit up a Newport at that time because I smoked. They began to talk about how good God is, and I would sit there and I was puffing on my cigarette, and they began to say that everything you ever did, everything you ever thought in your life, if you ever stole anything, if you ever, whatever you did that was bad, whatever you did that was wrong, whatever you did that you feel bad about, you feel guilty about, you're burdened about, whatever it is, you don't have to pay for it. You don't have to go to hell for anything that you did, said, or thought, or ever will do. Praise God. And I'm like, wait 1 minute. I put the cigarette down and I said, hold on a minute, because this has been my problem. How can an omnipotent, loving God judge a world for the actions of two people? I had a problem with that. And now I am hearing that Jesus paid it all. All of these years I've been thinking that I had to lay down and go to a place called hell because of what I did, because of what I thought, because of what I said. I've grown up thinking that. Thought it was so unfair, so unjust. And then I heard that Jesus paid it all. I heard that Jesus hung on Calvary cross for my sins. I heard that he gave his life a ransom for the sins of the world, and that all I had to do, praise God, to receive that was ask Jesus into my heart, according to Romans 10, amen, 9 and 10. Praise God. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God had raised him from the dead, you would be saved. Young man, would you like to let Jesus into your life? I said, yes. They came to me and prayed the sinner's prayer. And I confessed Jesus. Lord, I believe that you raised Jesus from the dead. Come into my heart. For I cannot save myself. Amen. I said those words. And I want you to know, ladies and gentlemen, I was 23 years old. I stand before you today having not long ago celebrated 60th birthday. I've been with Jesus ever since. Amen. Did I do everything right? No, I did not all the time. I still battled temptations. I still had some friends that I tried to hold on to. I still had some environments that I still tried to hang out in. Praise God. So I put myself in a compromising position many a times. But I thank God, because I was in a church, praise God, where, amen, the pastor taught, praise God, just because you make a mistake, just because you fall, just because you get weak, you don't have to give up. You don't have to throw it aside. But you, sir, there's a God that understands everything you are going through. Hallelujah. Everything. There is nothing that you will ever face that God doesn't know, that he doesn't understand. He is patient. He is loving. Praise God. He will stick closer to you than any brother. He'll be a better mother or better father than any earthly mother or father could ever be. The Bible says he that keepeth Israel, he don't slumber. He does not sleep. He does not get tired. He does not get frustrated. Come on, praise the Lord. Amen. He's God. So I want to encourage you tonight, praise God. Amen. If we look at, amen, scripture briefly tonight, amen, hallelujah. We're going to go, if I can get my pages unstuck here, to the book of Matthew. Praise God. The fourth chapter. And it reads, "Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert to be tempted by the devil. And after fasting for 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. And the tempter came to him and said, 'If you are the Son of God, tell those stones to become bread.'" Praise God. Now, the adversary, and he is real. Some people say the devil, some say the serpent, the dragon, whatever, amen, that people like to refer to him as, even the scripture, amen, names him all of those things, praise God. But the bottom line is that he is real. Amen. And here we have the Prince of Peace, the Lamb of God, huh? That was about to go to Calvary Cross and take, amen, on himself the sins of the world. Even he was tempted and confronted by the devil. What? You know we're going to have to do it. Amen. Praise God. But he said, amen, if you be the Son of God now, because you're supposed to have power and you can do anything, if you be the Son of God now, I know that you're weak. I know you're hungry because you've been fasting and praying, praise the Lord. Now, if you're the Son of God, you make these stones bread. Jesus answered, "It is written." I'm sorry. "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." Amen. Tonight, praise God, Jesus set our example, praise the Lord. Amen. If you're going to overcome Satan, if you're going to overcome this world, praise God, you have got to get this word in your heart, in your mind, praise God. You got to believe it. You got to stand on it. You got to live by it. You have to walk by it. You have to practice it every day in your life. Amen. I don't read a lot of books. A lot of people read books about success and how to be victorious. Amen. Well, that's all right. But the only book that I read, amen, is this Bible. This Bible tells me how to be successful, praise God. Amen. It tells me how to overcome. 1 John says, "Whatsoever or whosoever is born of God overcomes the world." Huh? Whatever is born of God overcomes the world, because God is the power. God is the source, amen, in your life. So you lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, you doors, amen, you everlasting doors. And let the King of glory, God Almighty, the Lord, strong and mighty in battle. Amen. Because it is not by our power. It is not by our might. But it's by the power of God. The blood of Jesus. The Holy Spirit. Jesus was led up into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. He stood because he stood on the word of God. Amen. He relied on the word of God. He gave the adversary the word of God. Amen. I have survived as a Christian young man in this world since I was 23 to 60. Not because I was good. Not because I was smart. Not because I was lucky. But because I have made the words that is in this book my life. Whatever this word says, I try to stand on it. And sometimes I'm unsuccessful, but I will go down on my knees and I will confess to my Heavenly Father, I failed this one, but strengthen me, renew me, restore me, restore unto me, Lord, the joy of salvation. And every single time I go to God and ask for restoration, ask to be renewed, God does it every time. Praise God. Amen. Because God knows we get tired. We're going to get weak. We're going to lose some battles sometime. Praise God. It's not about how many times you get knocked down. But it certainly is about how many you get up. Because if you keep getting up, one of these times, you're going to stay up. Huh? You're going to stay up. And you're not going to be knocked down anymore. You ever hear it said that a quitter can't win. He always quit. And a winner, praise God, can't quit. Because if he quit, he will never win. Amen. You got to keep getting back up. Praise God. Amen. All of us have fallen. All of us, praise God, have suffered defeat in some way or somehow or another in some trial, praise God. Everybody's circumstance is different. No circumstances is exactly the same, praise God. Categorically, they may be, praise God. But the conditions are different. But we all are struggling against something, praise God. I, as well as all of you, praise God. But my conqueror is Jesus. Amen. I put my total trust in the Lord, praise God. And I speak the word, praise God. I pray to God for strength. I pray to him to renew my strength, praise God. Amen. And when I look out, praise God, in the world, I can see the word of God coming to pass. Everything that God said would happen. This world is chaotic. But the Bible has said everything. There is nothing that surprises me that I see on the news, amen. Because this word have prophesied that it would happen, praise God. Amen. Praise God. I'm seeing it come to pass. Praise the Lord. So I put my faith and my confidence in the word. Jesus gave Satan the word. You can speak the word in your life, but you have to practice it. Amen. You have to practice it. You have to keep speaking it. You have to keep reading it. You have to keep praying to God for understanding. You have to keep coming to church. Praise God. Amen. And you have to change your environment. Sometimes you have to change your friends. Sometimes you have to change your acquaintances. I've had to do it many a times. It's not that you don't love, but you have to know when to love from a distance. Sometimes you have to let people go and pray for them. Yes. And when God leads you, go back. Amen. Praise God. I want to call your attention real quickly again to, amen, Psalm 119. Psalms 119. Praise God. Praise God. My pages are really, really sticky. Praise God. Praise God. Psalm 119 says, "Thy word, O Lord, have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee." That was King David, praise God. Amen. It's the word. You get the word of God in your heart. Read it. Study it. Come to Bible study. Study it at home. And speak it. Speak it aloud. Memorize it. Get it into your mind and eventually into your heart. And every opportunity that you have to get into the house of God, please do that. Because every time you come before the Word of God, the Word will wash. Jesus said, "The word that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life." Jesus in one instance said, "Now you are clean through the word." I can go 5 days a week working. I look in the mirror. I look okay. But when I go to church and sit in a good service under some good preaching and teaching, when I come back, I'm almost astounded at the man that I see in the mirror. Why? He looks fresh. He looks renewed. He looks clean. He looks peaceful. He looks joyful. He looks happy. Why? Because the word of God refreshes and renews. Amen. Thy word, O Lord, King David, have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you. The words that is in this book, they are spirit and they are life. And as Jesus told Satan, it's written. And whatever God said, whether it was about the world or you, is going to come to pass. So whatever you do, do all you can to learn the word of God and to live it and to stand on it. And to believe it. And please, tonight, I listen to all the testimonies. I too would be disappointed. But I would never give up. But I would keep praying. I would keep loving. Until those individuals or that individual came back. Because God, as the minister stated, one plant, another one water, but it is God that give the increase. Jesus in the 4th chapter of Matthew gave us the blueprint to success. It is written that man shall not live by bread alone. And that's the problem with the world today. People are living by bread alone. But when we make God's word our source for happiness, success, joy, in victory, when we really mean it in our hearts, it is then that you're going to stand and be successful. And just as Jesus, Satan left there, the tempter left Christ. Jesus said, look, in the world you'll have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I've overcame it. Christ lived it. He lived it as a man. As a man. When they cut him and pierced him, he bled. Just like I would bleed if you cut me. He was a man. He was the Son of God. But yet he was every bit much man as we are today. He has felt everything that you will ever feel because he has lived in this flesh. But he overcame Satan by the word of God. And tonight, that's how we can overcome him. That's how we can defeat Satan. That's how we can defeat our own selves. Because sometimes our greatest enemy is us. And we have to be honest about it. I've told God many a times, Lord, help me to want to stand, because I realized my problem was me. Amen. It's the word. I'm done.